incoming pre-launch altcoin.
Not only has this project not launched yet, but there is an insane way to get in early, and you need to know about it.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we are going to talk about one of the best and biggest AI altcoins that hasn't launched yet. And we're going to reveal a crazy opportunity to get in early that no one should be sleeping on.
This is crazy. I think this is probably one of the best pre-launch projects we've ever come across. We're talking... Okay, you're familiar with Render. Yeah, we've covered that project back in the day. It's now done at 25, 30X, sitting around like a $15 billion market cap or something like that. What makes that project so special is their GPUs and access to these processing units that are very, very hard to come by. That's what's made NVIDIA so successful. Elon Musk is after them. Anybody in AI. This project has 20 times more GPUs than the Render network.
Yeah. I mean, I don't
20 know. Times.
You could call this the Render killer or the next Render, or like getting into Render at the ground floor. Now, whatever you want to call this, this could be one of the most hyped altcoins, and it kind of already is. People are talking about this all over the place, even though it hasn't launched yet, right? So when you talk about, you mentioned it. All right. Enterprise level AI GPUs. Everyone is after them. Now, this project has 20 times more GPUs than Render. It has 30 times more infrastructure capital than Render and Acache combined. So you look at the size of Render, you look at the size of Acache. This project has the potential to be multiple X's larger than some of the largest crypto projects in the game, and it hasn't launched yet.
So the thing with these type of infrastructure plays that we're discussing when it comes to like cloud computing and whatnot, when you're creating this decentralized cloud infrastructure for gaming and AI, it is removing the hardware necessary to get people into this entire space. So when there's no hardware limitations, everybody wins. So that's why there's 10 plus gaming studios already utilizing this network, because it's used for pre-release testing. You know, it's also used for cloud-based porting of the graphics from one platform to another. All this stuff usually costs a lot of money and requires a lot of hardware. Now it opens the doors for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, look at the two of the biggest narratives that are going to shape the entire world over the next decade. It's obviously AI and gaming. Like, gaming is exploding like crazy. AI, as you already know, is changing every single industry in the world. Now, what do those two industries have in common is that they need the fastest and most robust and powerful GPUs. They're called H100 chips, and that's what has made NVIDIA successful. Look at the market cap of NVIDIA. Multiple trillions of dollars. This has been the best performing technology stock in the world by a wide margin over the past year or two, and that's because of these chips. Now, the project we're talking about today is called Aether. And what makes Aether so special is they've built up this gigantic stable of these NVIDIA H100 GPUs, and they're offering a decentralized network that enterprises can access and build their AI or gaming projects. And the scope and value of this ecosystem cannot be overstated.
I think having access to one of these nodes might be a bit of a game changer, if you will. When we're talking about decentralization, we talk about these nodes and you know, taking away from the centralized components that exist in the Web2 industry. Running a node on Aether will contribute to the decentralization of the cloud computing, where people of these nodes can earn rewards for the network participation. Which means if you have one of these nodes, and the better this Aether system becomes, as you already have 10 plus gaming studios and over 200,000 users and a limited supply of these nodes available, there's some rewards to be had here for a project that has, what do we say, 20 times more GPUs than Render.
Yeah. I mean, okay, before we get into this insane opportunity that they've made available to us and we're passing on to you by getting in on these early stage Aether nodes, I just want to drive home some of the crazy things that Aether has going on for them. So they've got a multi-year contract signed with the largest telecommunications company in the world for a massive expansion for their cloud infrastructure. They've got a multi-year contract signed with the largest cloud gaming company in the world. And they've got a multi-year contract signed for global expansion of their massive virtual compute for their cloud computing application. So as the details of these partnerships eventually unravel and reveal themselves to the world, you're going to understand why this could be the absolute biggest company in the Web3 decentralized cloud, you know, AI gaming space. The building, it's infrastructure. This is the backbone for two of the largest industries in the world.
Yeah, so the testnet launched on Arbitrum, and Facebook, Meta, has been buying these 4307 chips, which is also extremely important. Aether has a whole host of these, and Facebook, Meta, has been buying these in the billions of dollars worth right now. So yeah, there's a race going on, and it seems like Aether is well positioned here.
For sure. And the one way, there's a couple of ways to get in early on projects. You know, if you're lucky enough to get in on pre-sales or private sales of projects like we try to offer to you guys as much as possible, that is a great way to get in early on projects. If that is not available to the public, which a lot of the time it isn't, the other good way to get in early on the projects is to secure a node on a project. If you were, you know, early days on BitTensor and you had a BitTensor node and you're mining BitTensor from the start and contributing to the network, you are laughing right now.
Yeah, you're making millions.
Making bank. So now, if you think that the future of Aether is as bright as we do, then what you can potentially do, and we will, again, we will reveal the massive details of this towards the end of the episode, you can actually get an Aether node and be one of the original contributors to the ecosystem. And if this whole Aether thing works out, then obviously this is not financial advice. These nodes could become pretty, pretty, pretty valuable.
They really could. So there's something called checker nodes, and these are used for any user to help operate with the verification, the uptime, the latency, the quality of service, and the computational power by being a node participant. So you play a very crucial role in an ecosystem that is being heavily utilized, as you alluded to, with the contracts that are already in place with these multi-billion dollar companies. This platform is going to be used heavily.
Yeah, so 15% of the Aether token, which I think that is going to be ATH, is going to be distributed to the checker nodes. So you just think about this. How valuable can the Aether ecosystem become if all of these games are going to say, look, if we want to build our game, test our game, or make any sort of improvements to our game, or distribute the game, because they have this whole cloud distribution thing in the ecosystem, then the games are going to be piling into the Aether ecosystem. If AI projects want to get access to all of these GPUs that they can't afford themselves, or build or test or build machine learning models, then again, they're going to be piling into the Aether ecosystem. Again, this is kind of the parallels to Render.
Yeah.
Now, going back to the nodes, if you're running a node, then the demand for the Aether token from all of this ecosystem is going to drive the price of the Aether token. 15% of the token supply is going to be continually distributed to the node holders, the node providers. That's where the value of these nodes can really skyrocket.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's only, I think there's only 100,000 available.
That's right.
That's it. So enough to make it completely decentralized, but also a limited capacity available for anybody who's looking to obtain one of these nodes.
100%. So I believe the whitelist sale for the Aether nodes is on the 18th of March, and the public sale is on the 20th of March, which is coming up very soon. So the deal that we have been able to offer you guys today is by using our exclusive code, the Beanstalk code, which is going to be linked in the description, you save 10% on any nodes you purchase via the Aether public sale. So we're saving you guys money. I know I'm personally going to be trying to buy Aether nodes. Yeah. I believe in this project long term. I want to get involved in the Aether ecosystem as much as possible. I've seen what happened with Render. I've seen what happened with NVIDIA.
I've seen what happened with the Cash.
Yeah, like these projects explode. Aether is everywhere. So March 20th is the public sale for the Aether nodes. 10% off using our code.
Yeah, if you want to get the whitelist early. And I don't think there's any limitation on how many you can buy as well. Mm. If you want to buy 10, buy 10. If you want to buy 0, buy 0.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about getting into early stage projects before they... You know, this has all the looks of a project that could easily be in the top 50, really 25.
Yeah.
This is already one of the most discussed projects in crypto. Again, if you weren't lucky enough to get into the private sale or pre-sale, it happens. These things are not all made public all the time. We're always looking to get you guys in early as much as possible, whether it be private, pre-sale, or node. In Aether's case, it's a node sale. You can save 10% with the code linked in the description. So, hey, not financial advice. We're personally going to be doing it. I'd say check it out.
Yeah, check it out, do your own research, and then tune into the next episode.
Because that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.